Yeah, I think clearly, and a pretty personal victory for the president. You know, there were a lot of people within the administration, somebody I have great reverence for, Robert Gates, who was then at the Defense Department, didn't want to do it. Many people, the Europeans, just wanted to do a no-fly zone. And the president said, no, we've got to be more aggressive. We've got to use air power and drones and everything else much more aggressively. And we've got to do regime change. We've got to use military means to topple the regime. And he pursued that policy. It took a little longer than he thought, but he pursued it well. He made it so the U.S. was not the center of the policy, but Gaddafi and the Libyan regime was the center of policy. And they saw it through. So I think, on the whole, this has been an extremely well-conducted policy.
Does that translate, Mark, into something that helps him in next year's election?
Yeah, it was not a flawless policy by any means. I mean, the constitutionality of it, I think, remains open to question. He bet on the Congress being supine and just ignoring the War Powers Act, and he was right. The Congress was submissive, was docile. It was not involved. It took no responsibility, and he went straight ahead, and the widespread use of drones is still open to question. I mean, was it effective? Yes. But, I mean, is it a long-term strategy that is going to work well for the United States and around the globe? I think that's very much open to question.